This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Both the Houses of Parliament will resume the discussion on the Union Budget 2026-27 today. Participating in the discussion at the Rajya Sabha yesterday, Shiv Sena MP Milind Deora said, "During this very politically and economically tumultuous time, India stands alone as a rare island of macroeconomic growth and stability." Surendra Singh Nagar of the BJP said, "The budget prioritizes increasing economic growth rate, fulfilling people's expectations, and ensuring that in the social sector, all schemes reach the people." Masthan Rao Bira of the TDP said, "This budget combines macroeconomic stability, infrastructure growth, technological transformation, and social inclusion." Fauzia Khan of the NCP-SCP expressed concern over drop in child-focused expenditure. Kanimori, NVN Somu of DMK, Neeraj Dangi of the Congress, Sukendu Shekhar Ray of the TMC also spoke on the budget. In the Lok Sabha, Congress MP Shashi Tharoor initiated discussion. He criticized the budget, saying that government spending has reduced and tax receipts have remained flat. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has decided on moral grounds that he will not attend the proceedings of the House till the no-confidence motion notice brought by the opposition against him is resolved. Yesterday, the opposition gave a notice of no-confidence motion against Mr. Birla. The opposition has submitted the notice to the Secretary-General of the Lok Sabha. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar interacted with BRICS 2026 Sherpas and country representatives yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that as BRICS completes 20 years, it stands as a valuable forum for international cooperation, consultation and coordination, taking forward its people-centric agenda. The government said India will continue to import crude oil from the countries where it is cheap and of the best quality, and the Indian oil companies will purchase oil considering the geopolitical situation and non-sanctioned sources. Top officials of the Ministry of External Affairs and Commerce conveyed this to Parliamentary Standing Committee on External Affairs headed by Congress leader Shashi Tharoor yesterday. Mr. Tharoor told reporters that the meeting was attended by 28 of the 30 members and it was extremely effective. The budget session of the Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly will begin today in Amravati. This will be the fifth session of the 16th Andhra Pradesh Legislative Assembly and is expected to continue until March 12th. As per convention, Governor S. Abdul Nazir will address a joint sitting of the Legislative Assembly and the Legislative Council on the opening day. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah paid tributes to Pandit Dindayal Upadhyay on his death anniversary. In a social media post, the Vice President called Pandit Dindayal Upadhyay a visionary thinker and nation builder who dedicated his life to the service of society. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet US President Donald Trump in Washington today, seeking to press him to adopt a tougher line on Iran's ballistic missile program in the next round of talks. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has said discussion will be focused on energy and deregulation.
Tomorrow here at the White House, the president will host Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for a bilateral meeting. The remainder of the week will be focused on energy and deregulation.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast dense fog over Meghalaya today. The Met Department has issued a fisherman warning over some parts of southeast and adjoining southwest Bay of Bengal, adjoining the east equatorial Indian Ocean for the day. It also said that East India may witness a rise in minimum temperatures by 2 to 3 degrees Celsius to the next 48 hours. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, South Africa will take on Afghanistan in the Group D match at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad from 11 a.m. In the Group B match, Australia will face Ireland at the R. Premadasa Stadium, Colombo from 3 p.m. In the Group C match, England will take on West Indies at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai from 7 p.m. Earlier, Pakistan defeated USA by 32 runs in a Group A clash at the Sinhali Sports Club in Colombo last night, while in another match, New Zealand defeated UAE by 10 wickets in a Group D clash at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai, and Netherlands defeated Namibia by 7 wickets in a Group A clash at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.